Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, huh?
Lady El Moon coming up tonight.
Old school. Rob, your turn.
Crickets are singing in a light.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got a great radio voice, but not a great singer. I can't help
Baby,
you. I'm sorry.
Get ready. Brian always gets jealous from the Homegrown Show when we start our vocals. Brian, you can join in and sing with us. Let's hear it.
I've got a face for radio. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the two lovely ladies that were in here before, they could probably jam it out a lot better than us, but...
Chorus.
All right. Happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes, or frozen 10,000 lakes, and they're getting blown over. Boomer here with the Four Outdoorsmen, Sunday nights, 6 to 7. Great show lineup. We're going to miss Stru. Stru's out of town, isn't he, Producer Mark?
Stru picked a great week to go to Playa del Carmen in Mexico. He is.
Do you think he's listening?
He's using a week that I bought on my honeymoon. You know when they sucker you into buying stuff? And I bought, like, you know, endless vacations from some resort, and, you know, when I was on my honeymoon. And
like timeshares? Is that what we're
no,
talking
it wasn't
about?
Like, it, like, you pay X amount of money, and then you get a discount in the future. So okay. I'm not, like, really stuck like a timeshare. But anyway, he's used it a lot more than I have.
Well, the mystery voice to our right is our in-studio host today. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the president.
All of the above.
Of Outdoor News.
It's a pleasure to be here, gentlemen.
How you doing, Mr. Rob Driesling?
Emperor?
Very well. Very
Emperor,
well.
Emperor, right?
Yeah. Dear leader, I'll take it all. Yeah.
Darth Driesling or something like
Darth Driesling.
I like it.
Yeah, that'll work.
Boy, we picked a great night to have you come commute into studio to be a host, didn't we, with the weather?
You know, I think the worst of it is blown over. you know, actually, it wasn't that bad, although the wind is still howling pretty good out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I tell you what. For a lot of the people that are trying to ice fish right now on resorts that are plowing roads, Rob and Producer Mark, there's a lot of resorts that are just like, hey, we got to wait till we can get a handle on the lake right now, because even my driveway that now only has like a 6-foot opening to get the trucks in and out, and it should be 10-foot.
Yeah.
I can't even blow the snow over the humps anymore.
My in-laws live in southern Minnesota, and they actually pulled the plows off the road for a while, just to wait a little bit. So be careful out there if you're driving. I know I was at Pheasant Fest this weekend, and Travis Frank from The Flush and Rooster Tails and my boss, Rob, are driving back right now, and they sent a picture. It is white out. So
I heard they'd close the highway down. I've got an employee down there, too, that said he can't get back till
the
morning.
He's just trying to get out of work.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might be on some. But looking at that whiteout picture, that's the real deal. And I heard the interstate was closed. Hey, another point on the ice fishing thing. All that snow, a lot of slush on lakes in northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
you know, weighted down the ice. A lot of water came up. Our mutual friend Matt Brower has been posting on
Facebook. You saw that where he had the picture of the chair and the slush.
He sounds pretty fed up. He sounds like he's ready to go turkey hunting.
Well, he is. He's going to be going down to Osceola.
Florida?
Yeah,
Florida,
to chase the mysterious Osceola turkey that can only be shot in Osceola,
Florida. So it's actually a turkey named after the area.
Yeah.
Or is it's the Florida area named after the turkey?
It's the Florida
subspecies. There's four subspecies. The only place you can get the Osceola bird is in Florida. Yes.
Wow. There you go. Little mystery. So if you're just tuning in, the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Boomer here. Stru's having a cocktail in Mexico right now. Producer Mark's to my left. The president of Outdoor News, Rob Driesling's to my right. We got a great show. First break after this, we're going to be talking to Rob Driesling about everything Outdoor News and the big Minnesota 4th annual Deer and Turkey Classic, right, Rob?
Two weeks away. Yep.
Two weeks away, so we're going to hear from Rob on that. And then at 6:40, we got another special guest who's calling in from South Dakota, and he runs Hooked on the Hard Water, which is a club for kids or club for boys that don't really get to experience the outdoors much. And 60 pros fly in and take these kids for 2 days of ice fishing seminars, just having a great time. So we're going to have Craig talk about that. But let's first talk about our week and weekend. I'm going to have you start, Mark, because you were in Schaumburg, Illinois, right?
Yeah. So Pheasant Fest this year was in Schaumburg, Illinois, a new location. They've never been in Illinois before. So everyone was a little nervous. But we drove down there Thursday night and got set up. And there was a lot of buzz going on, like always, in that industry. And it turned out to be a great show. It was a little slower on Friday, but Saturday it really got packed. So a lot of the retailers were happy. Some of our friends, like at Wildfowler, I saw there.
Yep.
Game Hide, a bunch of different people. It's my
Jared was there from Pheasants Forever,
yep,
right?
Jared Wicklin, yep. And so it's kind of fun because now I've been going to it 4 years now. You start to get to know the people a lot better, and it's a good time. It's fun.
Anything new and cool that came out of Pheasant Fest, like any new technology, gear, or apparel that you
kind
of stopped?
Well, there's always new stuff. There's only so many ways you can make a shotgun and shot shells and everything. But,
right.
They had some cool stuff with dogs, and they have there's a lot of new companies for dog food, and there's a lot of things going on in the kennel world, like with watering. You know, you can take water on the go, stuff like that. So,
is there anything like gluten-free dog food?
Oh,
you see that happening, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
There's all sorts of gadgets for dogs, and the canine aspect of Pheasant Fest is a real big part of that event. I was
definitely
at the first Pheasant Fest. It was held in Bloomington at the hotel.
You're aging yourself, Rob.
I am at the corner of Highway 100 and 494 at the Hilton. I forget what hotel.
Do you remember what year that was?
Early 2000s.
Oh, cool.
I'm guessing. Yeah, and it was
a
huge success.
Was that BC or AD or was
that? Oh! There's a nice shot. But it was a huge success, obviously, and they've been bouncing around. It sounds like they'll be back in Minneapolis with the next year.
Yeah, next
Sioux Falls was a huge success a year ago.
Which, yep, I couldn't believe, Rob. Last year I lost a bet to Strew, which I haven't paid. You know, South Dakota is kind of the mecca when, mm-hmm, you think of pheasant, mm-hmm, hunting. And that was the first time Pheasant Fest had actually been to South Dakota.
They've got a great facility out there in Sioux,
yeah,
Falls. I forget the name of it. Sanford Center, something,
yep,
like that?
Yep, it is. Yeah. And the funny thing about that one was it was in three sections, and I didn't, yep, know that till the last day. I was literally,
really,
in the middle section.
No kidding.
For 2 days, and I'm like, you know, this is nice, but it's not that big. And then I actually walked around because I could leave the booth, and they had two
other huge auditoriums.
Yeah, they had three,
yeah,
sections the exact same size. Yeah. So it was like, wow, there's,
yeah,
a lot to do. So, I feel like the Schaumburg one wasn't quite as big, but I think that was maybe by intention. I don't know, but they didn't have quite as many displays, but it was set up kind of like Minneapolis. It's one giant room.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the rows like that. And
Illinois is the number three state for members,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
Pheasants Forever, which surprised me that they've got that many down,
yep,
there.
And it was surprising how many people drove. Like, a lot of the people I talked to have never been to one because it was a little too far away.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the people I talked to from Indiana, or I met a guy from Tennessee that said he was waiting for it to come down there so he could pay a visit. So I think it's good for them to give a little love to the, you know, the South a little bit more.
Sure.
And give a lot of people a chance to come check it out.
The coil factor there too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely, mm-hmm, the coil factor. And it was a strong show, so they might be back there. It might be in the rotation.
Well, I tell you what, I had a good week, you know, kind of gearing up a little bit for the open water season, getting ready with the Alumacraft boat to get out there. I mean, for folks that don't know, this is a great time, Rob, to buy a boat. I mean,
sure,
all the boat manufacturers, sure, I know I'm biased, you know, are giving incentives out there. So it was kind of going through the tackle again a little bit. I did stop in and get to chat with one of our new sponsors. You're going to,
yeah,
hear that commercial coming up in break. Rob, this is a really cool concept. It's called Omnia Fishing, O-M-N-I-A, fishing.com. And it's an online website that's really built for you, where you go to the website, you pick the lake, and they got like thousands of lakes in Minnesota that are downloaded, this omniafishing.com. You pick the lake, you pick the species of fish you want to target, you can pick your technique, so you could be rigging, you know,
mm-hmm,
throwing a jig,
mm-hmm,
throwing a crank. And on that basis, it will recommend the tackle you should buy. Isn't that kind of cool?
That is kind of cool.
It'll recommend the tackle. Will it recommend a location?
Not a location,
okay, mm-hmm,
because it gets input. Really good point. It gets input. Not only it's got this fancy algorithm based on water, clarity,
sure,
time,
sure,
of the year and stuff like that, but they have local pros and guides that give them input,
right,
because they're ambassadors. And so let's say you're headed up to, you know, we could say Mille Lacs for,
mm-hmm,
an example, but,
mm-hmm,
what I was impressed about omniafishing.com, it has thousands of lakes of Minnesota. So it could be that small little lake that you like to go to, mm-hmm, or it could be a new lake. You just type in that lake, or you look on the Google map. It makes it really easy. You pick the species of fish you want to target and what kind of, you know, technique you're going to use. And then it will tell you what colors to use, what kind of jigs, what kind of profiles, and all that kind
of
stuff.
So you've got guides feeding data into this.
Yeah.
And so the algorithm is saying, this is what should work now on this lake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. It kind of reminds me of, like, if you're going to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and you're stopping at the small little bait store there, and,
sure,
you know, and you're trying to figure out what's working. An online version of that. So while you're headed up, you just go to omniafishing.com, select the lake, the species, the technique, And I haven't seen any. Have you seen anything like that, Rob, before?
Not with that. It sounds like they're going to be feeding new data into this thing constantly.
Yes.
So the algorithm's going to be steadily updating. So I have not heard anything, you know, that, like say, that up to date. That sounds pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And we talked about some of the people that are involved in it, and they're good people. They know their stuff.
Yeah, so OmniaFishing.com, welcome on board. That was fun to go visit with those folks. Had a great day at Eagle Brook Church today, and then I took the kids down to St. Paul to see the old man. We were talking about this before studio, and we went to the Nook to get one of their famous Juicy Lucy's, right across from Crete and Dereham Hall. Molitor, you know, Joe Maurer have blessed their presence at Crete and Dereham, the Raiders. But they got a little cool bowling alley underneath there. And I wanted to share the story because, you know, when you go bowling now, there's all these gadgets and lights and big screens and stuff. Well, this bowling alley, you roll it down there, and I'm looking at the screen. Well, the screen is just a TV show playing or whatnot. I think it was golf or whatnot. And it's like the old lights, Rob, that tell you like which pins you have left. And then you have a sheet of, and I'm like, well, where do I put the score? And the kids are like, you got to go get a sheet of paper, Dad. So I go up there and I'm like, oh my goodness, how do I calculate a bowling score?
That's
but
a
you're
lot
right,
start,
the kid's name,
you know, start.
Number two lead pencil,
you
not
know,
a mechanical.
You know how to do that, huh?
I learned.
Dating yourself.
Yeah, I am dating myself.
I had that in high school. We had a bowling section of our gym class where we learned how to score.
Yeah.
So I think I could do it.
It's kind of crazy, though, isn't
it?
Yeah. So, Rob, what do you think about all this snowfall that's going on here? How do you think this is going to – when do you think we're going to have open water in the state of Minnesota?
You know, things can change fast. You guys remember last spring, it was the governor's opener was held in Willmar. And was it 3-4 weeks before opener, they posted a picture of all the tourism staff there in Willmar on the ice on one of the lakes. And they're like, what's going to happen? And I said on Twitter then, I said, folks, there's going to be open water when the opener comes around. And then like 3 or 4 days before opener, the same staff, they went and they stood in the lake in the open water and took the same picture. So, you know, I'm confident things are going to be on time. Things can change quickly. That said, the long-range forecast shows, you know, it's going to be like 25 degrees below normal 10 days out. So we're in a tough pattern. Looks like it's going to hang in there for a while.
Well, you know, the other interesting thing about that is, you know, this year it's in Albert Lea, Minnesota, fishing governor opener. It's going to be Governor Walz. It's going to be his first
his
fishing
His old stomping
opener.
Ground, sure.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I've never fished down there, and I want to thank him. I got my invite. It's like my 7th annual governor opener to participate. You fished down in Albert Lea?
I have not fished that lake. My old columnist, Gary Clancy, fished that area a lot, and he would write about those lakes. And they could be real productive. You know, they warm up fast. A lot of them are stocked, but they can grow fish fast. So they'll probably have some good fishing.
What lake is it? Is it actually
Isn't it Albert Lea Lake?
I think it's Albert Lea Lake. You know,
yeah,
I've
never been down there.
I just got the email notification.
I believe that's right on 35 is your southbound, isn't it, folks? Isn't it right on
I know Albert Lea is. I don't know if the lake.
Yeah.
I don't
I'm
remember
sure that
lake
is,
from there.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Rob, we've got a few minutes before we get to break, so let's just knock this one out. Rumor has it on Mille Lacs, this open water season, you're going to be able to keep a walleye.
Yeah, it's no rumor. It's on the top of this week's Outdoor News. Now, we don't know what the reg is yet, guys.
Yeah. You don't have any inside
scoop. I tried some research beforehand before I came in because I knew you were going to press me on that. Boom. But
That's all we talk about.
You know, they're trying to formulate it now. They had a meeting up there with the input group last week. It sounds like it's going to be some form of an open water. You know, open with the opener May 11th, and then take that through probably mid June, and I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of closure mid season, guys, and then maybe a fall season, maybe eliminate the fall season, let people fish deeper into the open water. You know, there's going to be, I don't know, there's going to be a slot, probably a couple inch slot, you know, something where they can
19 5/8 and 19 3/4,
it might be
something
like that, where they can kill some of those 2013s. They don't want to hammer them too bad. It sounds like the 2015 and 2016 year classes are looking pretty good, so they're not as worried about hitting that 2013 year class quite as much.
Do you think what's the safest for the walleyes? Do you think not being able to keep one in the dead of summer would be better, or I guess that doesn't really matter.
Well, they say the hook set ratio,
hooky mortality.
What happens is, you know, when we're live bait rigging and you feed it out there for a couple seconds, right?
Take it down to the
small
gut,
number two hook and
they
get it down there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what they're worried about. Now, I don't think they'll close it. Will they? They won't close
the hooking mortality is higher when the water temperature is warmer.
Yeah.
Now, if they're too close to that quota by mid June, if we all of a sudden get a really warm water by mid June, I don't want to be a purveyor of negativity, but it's not out of the question they could flat out close it. I'm hoping, and I think they're hoping, that they can just have a catch and release season during the heat of summer.
It was interesting, and I read it in the Outdoor News, that they have reached an agreement with the tribe that I think the quota is
150,000 pounds total,
and 88,000-ish pounds can go to anglers, right? And last year there was no
They did not agree on a quota, right? They did not agree on a quota last year.
So it looks like steps in the right direction.
I would like to think so. I don't know. To me, it's probably painfully obvious that there's enough fish in the lake to kill some. So, yeah, if there wasn't an agreement this year, I'd probably be pretty mad.
But you think it'd be good for everybody to have agreements?
Yeah. So, Rob, when do you think we'll actually find out what you can keep and what the season looks like?
I would really like to think in this week's Outdoor News, the paper that comes out this Friday, March 1st, that we'll have a reg.
I
hope we have a reg, yeah.
Wow. So how are things going with the new governor, kind of new administrations? Are you getting positive vibes so far that they're willing to, concentrate on outdoors issues, things like that?
You know, at the roundtable, the DNR roundtable back in January, Governor Walz showed up, and I would not want to debate that guy. I mean, he's just a mile a minute. He's a fast-talking guy.
And, Rob, that's rare for the governor to actually show up to a roundtable, isn't it? Or not very common?
You know, I'd say most years, it's probably about 50-50 they show up. But he came and spoke. It was his first one, so it was good that he was there. I like his DNR commissioner. Has she joined you yet on the show?
We want to meet her and get her on.
She's not, she doesn't live, she lives in Plymouth now, but she's
a
good girl.
You have a hotline, like a bat
phone? I can get you in touch with
him. He knows people.
I know people. That's right. But he spoke at the round table. He did a press conference afterward. One thing I pushed him on a little bit was CWD, chronic wasting disease. He's saying all the right things about that. We're seeing some legislation cooking in the House, especially on that issue and some others. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get to break, Brandon. Stay tuned to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. We're going to get back to president of Outdoor News, Rob Driesling, and talk about all the great stuff going on in Minnesota outdoors.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
The 2019 Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic will be back at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds March 8th through the 10th with deer hunting seminars, turkey calling seminars, and more. The 2019 Classic is also your chance to meet some of the biggest names in the hunting industry. Headliners include Tom Aranda, Melissa Bachman, and the mountain man Laramie Miller. Bring your friends and have your Minnesota whitetail antlers scored for free. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic March 8th through the 10th. Visit mndeerclassic.com for more.
Finally, an online tackle shop built for you, OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
Don't miss the Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd at the Mankato National Guard Training Center. Open 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 3 Sunday. Only $5 per day. Kids under 12 free when accompanied by a responsible adult. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, military weapons, relics, and collectibles all in one location. The Gun and Knife Show at the Mankato National Guard Training Center this Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd. For more information, visit CrocodileProductions.com. That's CrocodileProductions.com.
Boomer here, and happy Sunday to the land of frozen 10,000 lakes. The weather might be miserable out there, but if you're ice fishing, you won't be miserable without your Vexilar FLX 28. Vexilar has been making ice fishing electronics for ages, and that's why they're the leader. When you go out on the ice, that baby fires right up. You can split the screen, find those walleyes that are being lazy on the bottom, and either mark them below 6 feet or 12 feet when you want to zoom in. They also have the K-Drill, which is under 10 pounds that's hooked up to your cordless drill and will drill over 400 inches of ice. To learn more about Vexilar or K-Drill, go to Vexilar.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
And right now, a case of Staples multipurpose paper is only $39.99. Plus, rewards members earn an additional $10 back in rewards.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/2/19, limit 2 per customer, valid on SKU 513099.
Total Country Bob FM.
Come on in, boys. Close the door. What were you born in a barn?
I was born in Marshfield.
The shack is open for business.
I'll take that one.
When the wind starts hurting my face, and the lakes, they
is this
all
Papa
freeze
Bear
for the year.
Wouldn't it be anybody else, buddy? Well, happy Sunday again for outdoorsmen, Bob Country. We're after our first break. We just chatted about Pheasant Fest, where Mark got done with that in Schaumburg, Illinois, with the Flush and Rooster Tails and all the big wigs down there. And then we just chatted a little bit about our new sponsor, Omnia Fishing. If you're looking to go to a lake and you want to select the species you want to catch, it gives you recommended tackle based on its algorithms and guides and pros that help them. And we are joined in studio. We are graced with his presence, the president of Outdoor News, Rob Driesland. Welcome back, buddy.
It's great to be here, guys. I always have a lot of fun with you guys.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. So, Mark, no, just kidding, Rob. So let's talk about the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, Rob. I mean, I remember going to the Deer Classic as a kid because I grew up 2 blocks from the state fair. My mom had a taxidermy shop there. Okay. And it was always such a great experience for me because it involved so much family, and being in a family that embraced the outdoors, there was just so much to see and so much
and
to do.
And you could walk there. That helps.
And I could walk there, right? That was always nice, or try to sell parking, but parking's free. Rob, tell us about, this is the 4th year that yep. Outdoor News has brought this back, and it's so awesome you guys did that.
Yeah, Minnesota deserves a good deer show, and that's what we've tried to produce with this event. It's March 8th to the 10th, so exactly 2 weeks from now, we'll be wrapping up our final day of the show. It's, like you say, it's year 4. We got some great headliners again. Melissa Bachman is coming back. Has Melissa ever been on the show with you?
She has.
Yeah, she has.
She's great. She's a sweetheart. And kids love her. She does a great seminar. She's such a hard worker. We've got Tom Miranda, adventure bow hunter. This guy is one of the, I believe he might be the only person on the planet who has done the archery super slam. Ooh. Number of guys have done the super slam. I believe he's got all 29 on video. He's recorded all of them. So, and the archery super slam means there's, what, 29 big game animals in North America. He's taken them all with bow, and he's had them all on video. So he's going to have some great seminars. We got this Sasquatch guy, Laramie Miller, another sweetheart of a guy. I guess he played college football. I would not want to have lined up on the other side of him. He's 6'7", 275, big man. But the real deal, the mountain man, he calls himself. So we got, you know, great headliners. It really, the heart and soul of the show, though, is the attendees, the rank and file people who bring their antlers in from last fall. Free measuring, leave your antlers there all weekend. You get a wristband, so you get free admission then. And you know, so the heart of the show is the antlers that come from our great state of Minnesota. This is a great deer hunting state.
Well, I tell you what, in 2018 or 2018, pretty impressive. There was over 350 Minnesota Antler entries that were showcased.
Yep, that's right. And that, you know, that doesn't include, you know, we've got scoring for bear skulls. If you've got a moose antler you find up north, you want to get that scored. And then we have a contest around this, too, and I'll be emceeing that exactly, like, say, 2 weeks from today, 3 o'clock on Sunday the 10th. Where the winners of, I think we got about 20 different categories, are going to win a tree stand, and then we got ribbons, all that good stuff. They'll get the picture on Outdoor News the following week, too.
I love that you guys include turkey hunting as well, because I think that's such an underrepresented thing here.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey population has exploded, and people are really getting into turkey hunting, so I think it's great to see that as part of the show as well. So I think that was a great idea to include that.
I'll date myself again for your sake here, Boomer. I mean, growing up in the mid-80s when the turkey thing was just starting to get traction across the upper Midwest, and to see how it's exploded, and it's such a rite of spring now. It's a great sport for kids. So many kids, mm-hmm. not only kids, but you know, adult onset hunters. That's how they enter the hunting sports, is through turkeys, right? Turkey hunting. I'm not ready to go shoot a deer. But, yeah. you know, those turkeys, I eat one of those at Thanksgiving. I mean, they're kind of ugly. I can blow that thing's head off and, and get into this hunting sport. Yeah.
Well, you know what's so cool is, you know, I know we have 500,000 folks that travel up for firearm opener deer hunting. But turkey hunting is such an explosive sport. Not only is the population thriving because we've got like a flock of them hanging around our deer right. stands up in Bacchus, Minnesota.
Right.
But it's such an engaging hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like... Someone, a buddy of mine, used to call elk hunting 700-pound turkeys, meaning it's sort of the same. You've got the calling factor. You know, yep. you're calling mm-hmm. to this animal. You're trying to entice it in and get it within shotgun range. You know, that's so much interactive, and that's what makes it so fun for
a lot of people.
I'll
tell you, I've hunted many different things in my life, but I was probably never as excited as when those turkeys snuck up behind us last spring.
Oh.
And we did not get a shot. And I'll be honest with you, I've been skunked turkey hunting, and I've gone for 4 years. So I'm excited to get a turkey this year. But when those turkeys you called in came behind us, and they were about 5 feet behind us, I don't think I've ever been that excited.
Sounded like thunder. It was shaking our ground blind.
I was shaking.
We were trying to pull them from going to roost, and we're catching them mid-roost. You know, they're just about there.
Were they strutting and spitting that whole
thing? Oh, you could hear everything underneath the sun. And mm-hmm. I'm like, Mark, this is it.
Yeah, I was
the
ready.
Dry spell is going to end. And literally, the hens started talking nasty to him what happened. The hens started talking a little loving to him mm-hmm. before they went to bed, and I just couldn't mimic that
hen. Tough to beat the real thing.
It is tough to beat the real thing. Yep. Hey, back to the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic. I think there's a couple cool things. Ladies' night this year.
Yeah, yeah, that Friday night. Melissa Bachman's going to be hosting that. That's Friday, March 8th, 4 to 9 p.m. Free admission for gals of all ages. We're giving away a scent killer packet to, I believe it's the first 50 gals who come through. Come and meet Melissa. She's going to be hosting that. So that's going to be a lot of fun that Friday night. We've got a lot of new bucks on the Legends Wall. So if you want to see some of the, you know, the classic Minnesota deer, big deer in the history of the state, this is the event, you know, to come and check that out live.
I think it's going to be like a bar kind of ladies' night. Tends to have more guys than gals. Because
that's all right.
There's
okay
a lot of guys
that.
Interested in ladies that like hunting.
We're okay with that. A lot of youth activities. You know, we got the fishing pond. We've got we call it the kids trail. We like to make this a family event. You know, there's moms and dads out there wondering what to do with their kids during this long winter. This is a great event to come and bring.
Yeah,
them
it
to.
Looks like there's a free interactive kids activity sponsored by MDHA. It's going to be called the Outdoor News Wild Trails Kids Zone. But something else that's kind of cool, we were just talking about turkey hunting. There's a chance to get a free slate call.
Yep. Be one of the first 30 kids each day at the National Wild Turkey Federation booth, and you get a free slate call. So there's all sorts of things like that going on for kids all 3 days, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's 2 weeks from now. A lot of planning goes into this. A lot of we got two seminar stages, and by the way, I'm the AV guy. I'm responsible for keeping that running.
Pressure.
So,
pressure.
Check out the print edition, this week's print edition of Outdoor News. The center four pages are going to be our show program. There's going to be a steady diet of seminars all 3 days of the show.
Is there going to be a sweet picture of us again this year?
Oh, without question. You guys are going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're going
to
be there.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
We'll be there Saturday morning doing some call-ins, trying to get some guests like last year. Hopefully you will join us again, Rob.
Yeah,
and,
you bet.
And we should get some of the headliners and just talk about what's going on. Usually we're located in the Outdoor News booth, so come down there, sign up for a subscription. It's the best investment you could possibly get if you love the outdoors. I've had a subscription for so many years I can't even count, but good stuff. Come visit us.
You get a free cap if you subscribe to the show. All the details on this event are at mndeerclassic.com. By the way, I think you can get a $2 off ticket or coupon for a ticket, $2 off, if you go to mndeerclassic.com.
Well, let's shift gears here for a minute, but the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, March 8th, 9th, and 10th, and one of the things I love about it is free parking.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody knows how to get to the fairgrounds in this state, right?
Yep. So let's talk about CWD. I know we kind of tailed into that a little bit at the end of last segment that you brought that up to Governor Waltz. But what's interesting is there was a wild deer found dead near Brainerd that tested positive.
Yeah. And this is bad news because so far all our CWD has been in my neck of the woods, southeastern Minnesota, mostly Fillmore County. We've got one in Houston County, 2 miles south of my deer stand, by the way. And now we've also got one that was found positive in Winona County. Again, all in the southeast. But now all of a sudden, we got this one up in Crow Wing County. It's, I guess, within a mile or so of a game farm that had deer. So, it's bad. All of a sudden, we got a new hot zone for potentially having to test
for CWD.
So
what do they do when that happens, Rob? What are kind of next steps?
Next steps is to test all the roadkill deer in the area. I don't think there's any plans for a special season around that deer immediately, but next fall during the regular deer hunting season, there's going to be a ton of extra testing to see. And let's hope this is the only one. To see if there's more, and if they see a bunch more, then there could be some additional pressured hunts in that area. You know, next December.
Will testing be mandatory in that area? Do you think?
I suspect so. Okay. Yeah. I haven't talked to Luke Cornes on the great details, but there will be a lot of additional testing in that area.
Oh, wow. Well, talking about open water fishing, there's a rumor going on in the outdoor news, and maybe not a rumor, but there's a bill that would allow us to use two lines this open water season.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, guys, just about every year that comes up. And you guys have probably talked about it in the past. It's one of those things that some legislator always gets a wild hair. Hey, we need to allow that. I don't know. I'm semi-skeptical if it doesn't pass under a Republican. Generally, Republican administrations tend to be more like, well, hey, if the science, to do it. Go ahead, give it a shot. Right. And Democrats tend to be more like, well, let's be cautious about that. Given that the House is DFL right now, I guess I'm not optimistic or pessimistic. I don't know that I care if it's going to pass, but we'll see.
What do you think personally? Do you think it's something we need or not really? Or I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine.
You know more about most people, so I want
to. You know, I tend to have a bit of a conservative attitude towards the resource. That there's a lot of pressure on the resource now as it is. So do we need guys who are good at fishing? You know, that's where the additional harvest is going to come from. It's going to come from guys like you, frankly, that know what you're doing out there on the water. If we give you a second line when you know how to locate fish and really pound a school or pound a spot where you've got fish, it could, you know, is that going to put additional harvest pressure on the resource? So I tend to be against it, but I wouldn't go to the mat.
And another thing, I grew up in Wisconsin where you're allowed two lines.
That's right, yeah.
And what you would do normally, what we did as a kid, we would throw a big sucker minnow out and let it swim around all day, and chances are a big bass or northern would nail it.
Well, we do that with ice fishing now.
Basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we all know that the mortality rate's a lot higher when you just, you know, let something gulp a sucker minnow. But, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I grew up doing it, but I don't know.
I'm kind of 50-50 on that. You know, I know like Border Lakes in South Dakota,
waters,
it's out there right now.
The river. Yeah.
And I've done it before, you know, running a couple crankbaits before on walleyes. And I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 on it, to be honest with you.
So, I've done it on Pepin, just like you said. You go out with a couple guys on Pepin, six lines. You got out, you know, you throw some planer boards out. You're covering a lot of water. You know, different depths. You know, you put that kind of pressure on all our inland waters. I don't know.
So, Rob, we've got about 4 minutes to break. What else is hot in the outdoor news right now?
You know, this past week we had our Minnesota Outdoor Heritage Alliance banquet. That's probably the biggest banquet on the annual outdoor calendar. MOHA, they're this umbrella group. They were the guys that really helped get Amendment 2 passed in 98, and they worked real hard on the legacy amendment in 2008. So that's always on the calendar every year. It, of course, it coincided with the nasty snowstorm we had this past Wednesday. So they didn't have much of a crowd. They call it their legislative banquet, and a grand total of three legislators turned out. So that's a little disappointing. I don't know what that says about engagement from our legislature these days. I'll let you guys maybe riff off on that.
Well, yeah, that is a little interesting. It was probably the roads, right? It was probably the roads.
It
right,
didn't right? help. That didn't help. But I don't know. I'm a little worried that it might suggest our legislature's not real engaged in outdoor topics at this time. I think
well, you know what?
Disappointing.
Voice has got to be heard, and that's how we vote. So yeah. If you want to vote to get folks that are interested in the outdoors, that kind of falls back on us and some mm-hmm. of our polling mm-hmm. too. But we got a couple minutes, Rob. So let's go over the let's go over Angling Buzz too. The yeah. Linders are showing up and partnering with the Outdoor News again. Huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I've been talking to the guys up at Linder Media Productions since last summer about how can we work together, what can we do. And I'm really excited we got these guys on board. They're going to be writing a column in the print edition of Outdoor News, exclusive to Outdoor News, exclusive to our print product here for the every other week. And you guys know the Linders. Great people.
Yep, yep.
Are there better fishing experts in the world
They're
than
iconic.
Those guys?
I mean, anywhere you go in the U.S. or even internationally, they know who the Linders are.
Yeah, yeah. They're great guys. And it's kind of the next generation that runs Linder Media Productions. James Linder, Bill Linder, the cousins, the brothers, Ron and Al started it all with InFisher Magazine and Lindy, the Lindy Tackle Company. They're still involved, though, and Al wrote this first column for us this week, and he's going to be writing as part of a rotation of some other guys.
Cool. So before we get to break, Rob, let's go over the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Class again. What's going on, and when is it, where is it at, and how can folks find out more information about it?
It is March 8th to 10th, so it's 2 weeks from now. It's going to be at the Warner Coliseum on the State Fairgrounds, free parking, like you pointed out. It's been there 4 years in a row. We've had some big crowds. We're looking forward to big crowds again this year. We got great headliners. Melissa Bachman, Tom Miranda, Laramie Miller, the Sasquatch. By the way, read my story about him in the print edition. You can find out how he got that nickname. Lots of kids events. A full slate of hours and seminars steady. There's two stages, so there's a seminar kicking off every half hour all 3 days.
Well, there it was. We were talking to the president of Outdoor News, Rob Dreesland, covering all the subjects in Outdoor News, plus the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic is coming up March 8th through the 10th at the State Fairgrounds. Marky, Strew, and I will be there on Saturday morning. Up next, we're going across the border to South Dakota to talk to Ice Team Pro Craig Euler about the big ice fishing kids event called Hooked on the Hard Water.
Just enjoying Bob Outdoors with the four outdoorsmen on a Sunday evening. It's a good thing.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
The 2019 Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic will be back at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds March 8th through the 10th with deer hunting seminars, turkey calling seminars, and more. The 2019 Classic is also your chance to meet some of the biggest names in the hunting industry. Headliners include Tom Miranda, Melissa Bachman, and the mountain man Laramie Miller. Bring your friends and have your Minnesota whitetail antlers scored for free. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic March 8th through the 10th. Visit mndeerclassic.com for more.
Finally, an online tackle shop built for you. OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Looking to get rid of that unwanted snow this year? Hinneker is the way to go. With their quick attach and flare top trip edge system, makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for residential or commercial use. Have a Bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Visit them online at crystalwelding.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to make updates to your home and stay within budget. We do it right, too, by offering savings of up to 35% off select appliance special values. Use your Lowe's Advantage card and save 5% every day. Or ask for 12-month special financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 227. Credit offer valid through 731. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Minimum purchase required. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hey there, it's your radio again. Just checking in. Today, why don't you and I do some radio magic? First, I want you to pick a number 1 to 10. Now, don't tell me. All right, I want you to double that number and say add 6 to your total number. Now, take that whole total, divide it in half. Then I want you to subtract your original number from the total. And the envelope, please. The answer is 3. And if you run a business, here are 3 reasons you should consider radio to grow your business. Number 1, radio reaches your potential customers everywhere, at home, at work, at play, in the car. No other media can say that. Number 2, radio has the best value for your advertising dollar. It's got the best ROI on any other media. And 3, if you want to reach new customers or encourage repeat business, with radio you can target your customers. It's able to reach the right people at the right time with the right message at the right cost. It's like magic. Radio delivers results.
Hi, this is Brad Clark, General Sales Manager at Bob FM. Call me at 763-412-4643 or go to radioadvertisingminnesota.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, a simple kind of life never did me no
harm. I was trying to see if I could get Mark Fisher, the Hall of Famer over there from Bearfax and Fishtails, to do a little singing, but he's probably still, you're probably still just, yeah, from all the fun you had in Florida. You look tan.
He's looking good.
He does look good.
Handsome devil, isn't he?
But, Rob, we look tan, too. It's just being in 40-mile-an-hour wind gust here in Minnesota.
You know, I'm just quietly sitting over here listening to Rob and, you know, telling the world the song and dance, and he does it so well.
I make it all up. None of it's true. I'm just working on the fly here, Mark.
Good to see you, Rob.
Yeah, you too. I'll
come feel by like and say I'm one fish in an aquarium to another.
There exactly. He was. Well Hall put. Of Famer. Stay well tuned put. After the Four Outdoorsmen. Listen to two Hall of Famer fishermen, Mark Fisher and Larry Bolig, take your call-ins at 763-450-0100 for Bearfax and Fishtails. But now we are going to travel to the great state of South Dakota and joined by Ice Team Clam Pro, Craig Euler. Craig, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate having you on. To my left, Craig, I know you know producer Mark, and to my right, we have some royalty with us. He is the president of Outdoor News, Rob Drieslin. So not to put pressure on you, Rob, but with that being said, Craig, you guys just did a really cool event that I've known about for the last few years that you guys do every year in South Dakota called Hooked on the Hard Water, which is for Club for Boys. First, talk about who Craig Euler is.
Well, you know, I'm just a diehard fisherman from western South Dakota. My dad had me fishing when I was 3 years old, and it was just one of those things that I lived to do, and my mom thought I had a problem because when I got out of school, as soon as I could drive, I'd go up fishing rather than go hang out with friends and party and do all that stuff. So, you know, I've just always loved chasing fish, and I love being in the outdoors, and that's kind of what parlayed into the Hooked on Hard Water program is just get those kids outdoors, get them doing, you know, activities in the outdoors and away from the TVs and video games and everything else.
Now, Craig, what is Club for Boys? Talk about that organization.
Well, so the Rapid City Club for Boys is, it used to be associated with the Boys Club of America. Then when they, you know, turned into the Boys and Girls Club, the Rapid City area had its own girls incorporated, so they didn't really need to combine them. So they branched out on their own, and now it's the Rapid City Club for Boys, and it's just, it's a place where all our local youth, no matter the socioeconomic status or anything like that, anyone can go there from the age of 6 to 18. You know, we have a lot of below poverty level families in our area, so membership dues are $16 a year is all, and I mean that includes two meals in the summertime, one meal in the wintertime during the school year. And you know, as far as you know, places like that, it's the busiest organization in the nation. For a single unit building, it's the busiest one in the nation. It has over 1,600 members, and in the summer they see 450 boys a day.
Wow, that's fantastic! Wow, it sounds like a great organization.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Craig. You know, producer Mark and Rob, when we talk about all of the organizations and people in outdoors that give back to the community, you know, and all the time and effort that does it. So, Craig, our hats off to you. And so talk to us about Hooked on the Hard Water and what is that like? You know, what's a couple days of that like, and what does it do for the kids?
Well, so the down and dirty of it is we bring in 60 pro ice fishermen from throughout the upper Midwest. We had them, Scott Brower flew in from New York, and we've got them come from Canada. I think we had 14 states in Canada represented. You know, we bring in these pros. They get to experience what the boys or the Black Hills has to offer. But then on Friday night, we go down to the boys club, and each pro gets their own boy. And so they get to meet each other. They get to see the facility, see what they're helping to support. They form a bond with that boy already. So then come Saturday morning when the boys show up on the ice, they're already buddies. They go straight to fishing, and they just have a pretty awesome morning of fishing. And, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of these boys come from below poverty level home situations. So, you know, I don't know every one of their situations, but, you know, a lot of them don't have parents in their life. There's a lot of kids that come from the foster care industry, and you know, it just, they get someone sitting next to them that truly cares about them. They give them that one-on-one attention that all kids strive for, and they get to learn from a role model in the industry.
What body of water are you guys fishing, and what are the kids catching? Did they have a good time? Did they bring some fish up through the hard water?
They sure did. We were up on Deerfield Lake. It's up by Hill City in the Black Hills. And they're catching perch, rainbow trout, and a lot of rock bass, actually.
Well, that's got to be fun catching those rainbows through the ice.
You know, rainbows kind of, they get a bad rap, I feel, because they are just such a hard-fighting fish, and they're a gorgeous fish, you know, and they're just a lot of fun. And, you know, most of the times when you mark a rainbow trout on the Vexlar, it's going to bite. So, you know, that's always fun to see them come through a little higher in the water column. You know it's a rainbow, and you know you're going to catch it.
So, Craig, how many years have you guys been doing Hooked on the Hard Water?
This is our sixth year for it.
And that is awesome. Did it always start off with 60 kids and 60 pros, or is it going to grow to be past that? Or what's the future look like for Hooked on the Hard Water?
Well, we started at 40 pros and 40 boys because – you know, when I first came up with the idea, I didn't know if I could get 40 people to come out here. And so, you know, I called on a lot of my friends and just kind of told them what we were going to do and see if they would come out. And I think we ended up with 37 pros and we had 45 boys. And getting the boys is not a problem. We knew that would never be the issue, but just getting the pros out here, can we do it? Well, the next year I thought, well, let's bump it up to 50 and just see if we get 50 pros out here. And now that we had a little word of mouth. Well, we had it set up, and by the time we were starting to recruit pros, I could have recruited 100 of them, but we kind of had it set for 50, so we stuck there, and then now we're at 60, and that's just kind of the number that works logistically. You know, bringing more guys, it's just I don't have anywhere to put the rest of them at, so we're kind of stalled out at 60, which is great. I mean, it's just kind of a perfect number. We have we make a small town on the ice, and if we get much bigger, you know, I just don't know if we can contain it all, so. So 60 is kind of where we're going to cap out at.
Well, you know, Craig, I'm guessing that you guys have sponsors for Hooked on the Hard Water. Talk to our listeners on Bob Country right now and the Four Outdoorsmen how they can support Hooked on the Hard Water for next year or the upcoming events that you got going on.
So the absolute best way is we have a program we call Sponsor a Boy. And so with that, for $100, they get to sponsor boys' experience out on the ice, and that covers, you know, making sure that those boys have the hats, boots, gloves, ski pants, and warm coat to wear out there. So it's sad how many show up, they're wearing tennis shoes, and their parents know that they're going out ice fishing, but they just don't have that stuff at the house. So we get those kids outfitted for winter activities, and if they truly don't have it, they get to take that stuff home with them. And then if there's any money left over from the sponsor boys, we continue it on into the Club for Boys Outdoor Activities program, and so that just keeps those kids going outside throughout the year.
Well, Craig, we really appreciate you calling in from South Dakota, the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. That program that you said Sponsor a Boy, where do they go to do that? What's the website address or Facebook page?
Well, it's I wish I had that in front of me. If they just Google the Rapid City Club for Boys Sponsor a Boy, it will take you to that page, and they'll be able to go right to that and get set up.
Well, perfect, Craig. Well, as our favorite man, Strew, we miss you, Strew. And Mexico says, Craig, you support us. We'll support you. Good luck with next year's Hooked on the Hard Water, boy. And I'll see you at Clam Pro Day. All right, buddy?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for all you do, Craig.
Wow. Can you believe that? Yeah, they feed awesome 450 program. Boys
good
a
for
day?
All those pros to fly in for yeah. a weekend. Oh, especially this time of year. I'm sure they're all pretty busy with hard water stuff. So, kudos to them. Have you ever fished South Dakota?
I have fished South Dakota, so I've spent a lot of time in the glacial lakes, yeah, Rob, which here, is like yeah. Wabe, Bitter,
right.
Anemone, the Trophy Lake Reets. I've been out there for some South Dakota ice fishing media events. They have some great fisheries. I've never ventured, you know, west of that to the Black Hills, but I know the Glacial Lakes, Rob, they have some trophy fisheries over there too.
There's some phenomenal fishing there, and it doesn't see anywhere near the pressure that a lot of our lakes here in Minnesota do. Now you get over in the Black Hills, and I bet you see you encounter some interesting fish, like you say, those, you know, catching rainbow trout through the ice. That's yeah. got to be a riot, huh?
I've never done that. Yeah. You know, you never even think of that, you yeah. know, where we're yeah. from. But
mm-hmm. well, and cool. I tell you what, you know, my favorite place to go is when we head out west, obviously, is Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Right.
They've been a premier sponsor of our show. Partners with my family in the show for years. I can't wait to get back out there. I mean, Devil's Lake is a place where you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit, no slot, which to me, that kind of judges a fishery on what you can right. keep and what the slot limit is. But the other interesting thing about is when you get out west and you're fishing, and we talked about some of the glacial lakes of South Dakota, there's this whole thing called slough fishing, right? Where there's these hidden sloughs that some of them don't have names and some do, right. like Church's Slough. Everyone mm-hmm. thinks it's a secret, that have some pretty dandy perch and walleye too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, pressure is part of that. They're still kind of in a high water zone out there, right? And
yep.
that's what's created a lot of these sloughs, and access is an issue sometimes. But yeah, you get they're almost like short-term reservoirs,
yeah.
right? And so they're very fertile, and so they're very productive, and when you can find them, great fishing.
It's always strange to me. Like, I watch a lot of shows where they go out there, and some of the lakes don't get deeper than 9 or so
right.
feet. And it baffles me thinking of, you know, catching giant walleyes in shallow water like that. But it's pretty cool, man.
Great perch fishing.
Yeah, and I want to take a minute to talk about our sponsors. Mark, you start off. We got Clam Outdoors.
We have Clam Outdoors. Thank you to everyone at Clam Outdoors for outfitting us. They're certainly a big name in the outdoor ice fishing scene, and Blackfish gear coming out with rain suits this year, I believe.
Excited to wear those.
So, yeah, I'm excited to wear those too if I can get one in my jumbo size. But we'll work on that. And thank you to our new sponsor, Omnia Fishing.
Yeah, omniafishing.com. You just select the lake, the species of fish, the technique you want to use, and it selects tackle or lures or even rods based on what you're going to be doing. And that's based on their algorithm, pro input, guide input, and all that good stuff. And then Vexlar Marine Electronics, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year, a favorite for the Four Outdoorsmen.
And we just came to another agreement with Alumacraft for this coming year, and we love everyone at Alumacraft. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I love being able to fish in your Alumacraft because I don't have a good boat.
Well, I tell you what, I've been fishing, the family has, with Alumacraft for the last 6 years, Rob. And one of the things I appreciate about Alumacraft boats is the dry ride, because they have that 2XB technology, two sheets of aluminum all the way to the back of the front of the boat, and storage space. Because I tell you what, when it's Thursday or Friday and we're getting ready to head for the lake, we will forget stuff if it's not all packed in our Alumacraft.
And Alumacraft works with us at Minnesota Bound, and we'll be giving away a boat at this year's Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest. It's usually the week before opener. We had to push it back 2 weeks last year because there was a foot of ice a week before opener. But it was still a great event, and it's going to be a great event this year. This year, they're going to be giving away a crappie boat. So that's kind of a new thing. No. So that's going to be really cool. The last 3 years, it's gone to younger boys, like teenage kids, and it's just a great event. So thank you, Alumacraft, for giving a boat
away.
There's
a tentative date on that, the 4th?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's always the weekend before opener. Okay. So the tentative date is the 4th. And you can buy tickets at the Northwest Sports Show coming up. And you can also see the Alumacraft boat they're going to be giving away in the Alumacraft booth.
Yeah, it's the great Gopher Boat Giveaway, where it's going to be a 175 competitor that's nicely equipped with 150 Evinrude E-Tech on it. So go there. It's customized to the Golden Gopher colors. And I also want to give a shout-out to our friends in partnership at Outdoor News, because we have the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic coming up March 8th through the 10th. The four outdoorsmen are going to be there Saturday morning doing some call-ins. But, Rob, we got about 2 minutes. Let's talk about the Deer and Turkey Classic again.
Yeah, it'll be at the Warner Coliseum. It's on the state fairgrounds. Everybody knows how to get to the fairgrounds. Like you said, free parking. Lots of good headliners again. And like I was saying earlier, the heart and soul of the show is the rank-and-file attendees who bring their antlers in. They get free scoring from the Minnesota official measures. And then leave your antlers there and let we hang off. It's very secure. Let people admire the fruits of your hunting labor from last fall. Make your antlers part of the show, part of the heart and soul of this thing. And then enter it in the contest. I'll be emceeing that contest 2 weeks from today. Maybe you'll walk home with a tree stand, nice ribbon. Cool. Maybe you'll get your name in the record book, the state deer hunting record book. MNDeerClassic.com for all the details.
And you can save $2 if you go to MNDeerClassic.com. I love the fact that there's a lot of stuff around kids at the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic this year, March 8th through the 10th at the State Fair Coliseum. They got an interactive Wild Trails Kids Zones that's free. There's a free slate call in partnership with NWTF. And I know what I'm pumped to see is we talk about the World Slam of turkeys. You know, you got the Osceola, the Merriam, the Rio, the Jake's Gold.
Eastern.
The Eastern, right? Yeah, the most common. Mm. But you're going to have those on display as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple Mexican subspecies also that will be on hand that are really beautiful birds, some beautiful mounts that, they look like they're from Central America. They look a little different than our turkeys.
Well, there it has it. This Four Outdoorsmen Sunday evening show is coming to a close on Bob Country. We had a great lineup today. We talked to producer Mark about Pheasant Fest up in Schaumburg, Illinois. We talked to president of the Outdoor News about a bunch of different subjects, Rob Dreeseland, and the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic that's coming up March 8th through the 10th.
Yeah, stick around for Bear Facts and Fishtails. And Boomer, you got something to say?
Get outdoors!
Bob Outdoors continues with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bear Facts.